The fish is also done. And look at that. Grilled to perfection. Want me to feed it to you, darling? Buddy. Sorry, you asked me to stop calling you that after we broke up a year ago. Bud, do you want me to feed it to you? Jeez. Okay, grumpy. I was just trying to be a good friend. You know, surviving a plane crash and ending up on an island with you is probably not the first thing I would wish for. But honestly, I'm really glad it was with you. Why do you look so glum? It's amazing that we've survived this long. And well, mostly because of me. I'm so glad I took all of those survival classes before planning this trip. You know me, always a bit neurotic. But I just always like to make sure I'm prepared. And look, I was right. Aw, that's so sweet. I'm glad you think I'm smart. I just love using my brain to help others. Like you. Remember all those things I used to do for you when we dated? Your taxes, for one. God, you were such a dumb little puppy when it came to those numbers. You're blushing. Sure. Sunburn my ass. You know I've been rubbing my palm all over you to prevent that. Lots of wonderful plants here to provide natural sunscreen. You are blushing, aren't you? You used to love when I called you dumb puppy. Do you remember? Come on, you remember, baby. Do you remember being my dumb little puppy? You loved just how much of a pet I made you. You didn't even want to piss without my permission. You were so, so, so happy to be my good boy. And then, your stupid friends, they told you lots of lies. Like I was too controlling, that I was gaslighting you. Do you even know what that means? Do you even know what that word means, puppy? Dumb puppies don't need to know big words. Dumb puppies just need to listen to their very smart and dedicated owners to be happy. What? Am I wrong? Are you gonna look at me and tell me that I'm wrong? Look at where we are. We're in the middle of fucking nowhere. Not a single ship has come by here, or even a fucking plane. We're trapped here, and you're trapped here with me. What would you do without me? You'd be dead. Yes, dead. You'd have died of starvation, dehydration, because you're pathetic without me. Do you understand just how fucking generous I am? To still take care of you after you abandoned me? After you dumped me and chose your friends over me? Toxic? Oh, that's fucking rich. Okay. You know what? Fine. You're such a big boy now. You don't need me. You don't need this fire. You don't need the food I caught for you. And you don't fucking need all of this water that I collected for us. Good fucking luck, you pathetic ungrateful shit. I'm headed to the other side of the island. Good luck surviving without me. Try to make sure you can make the trip over once you decide to come groveling to me, begging for water. And guess what? I love you so much that when you're crawling on all fours like the fucking stupid dog that you are. Oh, well. Look who it is. You look so dehydrated and hungry. Oh, and your lips are so cracked. You forgot what plants were good for the sunscreen, didn't you? Oh, poor little stupid fucking worthless mess of a man. Or dog, rather. No, actually, dogs can do tricks and be obedient. You're just the same stupid little puppy you always were. You'd be dead without someone intervening. And now, here you are. You can barely talk. You're sick from what? Drinking bad water? Starving? Why should I help you? Aren't I toxic? Aren't I crazy bitch? Where are those friends, I don't see them anywhere. They seemed so happy to help you before. Why haven't they saved you? Why? Oh, that's right. Because they are fucking nothing. Fuck. Oh God. I would be such a bitch if I were to tell you I told you so. But hey, why not? I think I deserve it. I told you so. So good. This batch came out perfect. Do you want some? Is puppy hungry? Oh, sorry, I forgot. That was a close one. I don't want to violate your boundaries or coerce you into anything that you don't want to do. Never mind. Well, can you at least crawl a little farther away from my camp when you decide to die with your pride? What was that? I can't hear you. Are you begging me? You don't sound very sorry. I think you're just gaslighting me, actually. Pretending like all the things I've done for you never existed. That's not gaslighting? Oh, is that so? Well, since you know so many things, I guess you can figure out how to feed yourself and find some water to drink. Interesting. That's what I thought. I was right, wasn't I? Go ahead. Continue. I'm enjoying this. Promise me. Promise me you'll never leave me again. Promise me you'll be my stupid fucking little puppy forever. Even after we get off this island. Even after we're back home and things are normal again, I want you to remember this exact moment where you could barely stand, barely crawl, and I was the one who saved your life. Your life is mine. Do you understand? Say it. Your life is mine. Good puppy. Aw, yes, there's my smart, smart, smart good boy. God, I have the smartest boy in the world. So smart. You know what? I'm so glad you're letting me take care of you. You know, I was so worried about you, baby. Why were you so stubborn? I would have helped you the second you asked. What a stubborn, cute little puppy. Water? Of course, baby. Let me get you some. Just stay there. Drink slowly. There you go. There's my good boy. I'm gonna nurse you back to health. You're gonna be just fine. Shh. Yes. Good boy. Here, let me put some of this balm on your lips, baby. They're so dry. But I used the last of it on myself. But I can always share with you. Come here. There we go. That's so much better. Let's just make sure we did a thorough job. Hey, puppy. When was the last time you came? Since before the crash? Oh, baby. Baby. That's probably part of why you're not feeling so well. Oh, you're so backed up. Let me take care of you. You don't want it? Well, baby, that's too fucking bad. Do you remember what you just said to me? Your life is mine. Your body is mine, including that cock. Now, let's just pull these pants down. No, I never said that we ran out of balm. I have plenty. We're just gonna use it to help you feel better, baby. Just relax. I'm gonna take such good care of you. Be a smart puppy and get hard for me. Okay? There we go. There's that nice, super perfect puppy cock. What a good boy. I can't believe you're leaking this much pre-cum. And you're still so dehydrated. Here, drink some more water while I jerk you off. Let's make it more fun. Put your mouth on my breast. And I'm gonna pour it down my breast so you can drink from it as it trickles off my nipple. You always loved how creative I was. There you go, baby. I told you. I was gonna take good care of you. I can't believe you made me leave. Look how sick you got without me. Why did you force me to the other side of the island, baby? You know you have such a temper. Yes, you did. You forced me to leave. You even ruined the fire, dumped the water, and threw the sand on the foot. Such a bratty puppy. But don't worry. I won't hold a grudge. I'm gonna keep taking care of you. There we go, baby. There we go. Don't hold back. I'm gonna swallow all of your cum, okay? We don't want all that protein to go to waste. But I want you to come when I count down, understand? I want to make sure I don't miss a drop. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, Three, two. Oh, come on, baby. Just hold out for me. You can be a good boy. One. Come. Oh, delicious. you still taste so good. You must be an exhausted puppy. Oh, come here. Let me lay you down on my little bed. Now, I'm gonna go look for some more firewood and I'll be right back, okay? Just go to sleep. Shh. I'm here. And I'll be here forever. Don't forget that. Remember your promise. You're mine. Forever. Here. Back at home. Everywhere. You won't ever get rid of me. Because you need me. You stupid fucking puppy. Hey. It worked. He's absolutely broken and dependent on me. You can send a boat now. Yeah, coordinates are the same. Oh yeah, worth every penny. I had no idea you can get such specific requests when working with the black market. Causing a plane crash? Insane. Also, thank you for the supplies. They landed exactly when and where you promised. I cannot emphasize enough how happy and thankful I am. Yeah, a couple days is no problem. We have plenty of supplies. I'll check in tomorrow night. Same time. Thanks again, B. Stupid fucking puppy.
Hi. Huge thank you to Mr. Billy Andre Cyrus for the script. Honestly, I love all his writing. I love portraying mean woman. Hits very close to home. And y'all seem to like it, so why not? Speaking of which, y'all really like the Big Sister audio. Degenerates. All of you. And I also have like 11 more scripts in my DMs, so who knows? If you're good, I might give you another one. But thank you for showing so much love to the last audio, especially because I've been MIA for a couple months. So yeah, hopefully I'll have a more concrete posting schedule. But I'm not making any promises I can't keep. So, thank you.